来分享一些真理。
Before we pray, I'd like to share some truth with you all.
我继续延续着早上的题目。
So I continue the topic from the morning.
就是蒙垂听的祷告。
Which is a prayer that is heard.
我们每一个人祷告都期待能够蒙神垂听。
When we pray, we wish that our prayer is heard by God.
这是有要诀的。
But this requires some tips.
那早上我已经跟大家分享祷告的第一步一定要建立在信心的祷告。
And this morning I've shared with you that the first step of prayer is to build the prayer upon faith.
也就是主耶稣在马可福音11章24节所讲的。
Which is recorded in Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
我们祷告祈求，无论是什么。
And when we pray, no matter what we ask.
只要信是得着，就必得着。
If we believe that we will receive it, we will receive it.
这就是我们祷告一定要追求的目标。
And this is a goal that we must pursue in our prayer.
我们每次的祷告都是抱着信心的祷告。
If every time we pray with faith,
那我们一定会蒙神垂听。
Then our prayer will be heard by God.
但信心不是妄信的。
But faith is not vain belief.
信心是从神的应许来的。
Faith comes from the promises of God.
所以一定要抓住神的应许去祷告。
Therefore, you must hold on to God's promise and use that to pray.
好，那蒙垂听的祷告第二步要按神的旨意祈求。
And the second step to be your prayer to be heard by God.
我们来看约翰一书第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 14.
一直到十五节，你念。
Verse 14. Now this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
你看这边就说，我们若照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
Here says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And this is the heart, the confidence that we have in him.
那既然知道他听我们一切所求的。
And when we know that he hears everything that we ask,
就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Then we know that whatever we ask of him, we will receive.
这是我们祷告的信心。
And this is the faith when we pray.
所以祷告对我们来讲不是压力。
So prayer to us is not a burden.
祷告其实是一种领受。
Prayer is a form of receiving.
要去向天上的父亲领受他的应许。
To receive the promises that the Heavenly Father has given us.
所以如果我们按神的旨意去求。
Therefore, if we pray according to God's will.
也就是说我们的心跟神的心是一样的。
Meaning that our heart is aligned with the heart of God.
那神已经答应要给你的。
Then God, because he already promised to give you.
这就是他的旨意嘛。
And this is his will.
好，那你按着他的旨意去向跟他祈求。
And when we pray according to his will,
就等于就是去向他领受他的应许。
Which means that we are receiving his promises.
所以我们很放心。
Therefore, we have a restful heart.
你看他就讲说，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Here says, this is the confidence that we have in him.
是抱着一种领受的心情来祷告。
Is that we have a,
领受。
Have a heart of receiving to pray to him.
领受神对我们的一个应许。
To receive God's promise to us.
那有些人会说，神的旨意我很难理解。
And we would some of us may say we do not know quite God's will is.
其实不会的。
And this is not so.
只要你愿意倚靠圣灵。
Only if you're willing to rely on the Holy Spirit.
因为我们领受圣灵并不是只是让我们祷告有一个讲灵言的证据。
Because we receive the Holy Spirit not for us only to be able to speak in tongues.
然后告诉我们说我天国有望了。
Or to give us a hope in heaven.
不是这样子。
This is not only so.
他要做我们的保惠师。
But the Holy Spirit will be our counselor.
要引导我们进入真理里面去。
It will guide us into truth.
啊，并且要引导我们走人生的道路。
And it will guide us on our way, a path of salvation.
所以，我们每一个领受圣灵的人。
So every one of us who has received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在耶利米书三十一章那一个更美的应许就临到我们。
Jesus promised us in Jeremiah chapter 31 the more beautiful promise.
他说他要把律法写在我们心上。
Jesus said that he will write laws in our hearts.
然后我们不需要别人来教导我们。
And we do not need to taught, being taught by others.
因为我们从最小到至大都一定认识神。
Because from the young to old will know God.
那这个认识神就是圣灵带领你进入真理去认识神。
And this knowledge of God is through the Holy Spirit bringing us to God.
所以主要我们具备两个条件。
Therefore, only if we have two criteria.
也就是罗马书十二章第一节第二节所讲的。
Which is recorded in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
第一节叫我们得救恩的人要把身体献上当活祭。
Verse 1 tells us that we must be a living sacrifice.
第二节就告诉我们说你要献活祭一定要献得神所喜悦。
And the second verse tells us that our living sacrifice must be pleasing to God.
那你要献得神所喜悦。
We must sacrifice what is pleasing to God.
你就要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In order to do that, we must find what is good and acceptable to God.
好，那怎么查验？
And how do we search that?
第二节上半段就告诉你。
And the first half of verse 2 tells us.
不要效法这世界。
Do not be conformed to the world.
然后心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们只要具备这两个条件。
If we have these two criteria.
我们信了耶稣以后，你的心思意念不要效法这世界。
After we believe in Jesus, our minds and thoughts will not be conformed to the world.
特别是观念方面。
Especially your concept.
然后这个心意更新，就是说你人生的意念你到底在意念什么？
Having the renewing of our mind, meaning that what is our thoughts of this life?
你是意念日光之上的事，还是意念日光之下的事？
Do we think about things above or things under the sun or things not under the sun?
那现在就要改。就把它变化意念日光之上的事。
And now we must change our minds and think about the things not under the sun.
我们如果具备这两个条件，
And if we have these two criteria,
我们就有办法查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will be able to know what is good and acceptable to God.
可是有时候真的很软弱。
But most of the time we're very weak.
圣经也读，祷告也祷告。
We read the Bible and we pray often.
可是还是不知道神的旨意是什么。
But we still do not know what is the will of God.
那怎么办？
And what should we do?
靠圣灵祷告。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会按神的旨意来替我们祈求。
The Holy Spirit will pray for us according to the will of God.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第八章，罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章的二十六节
Chapter 8 verse 26
一直到二十七节
to 27 26 Likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered 27 Now he who searches the hearts knows that the minds of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God
你看这边说我们有时候非常软弱。
Here, it says that we oftentimes will have weaknesses.
实在不知道要怎么去祷告。
And most of the time, we do not know how to pray.
他说没有关系。
But the Bible tells us it's okay.
只要我们愿意靠圣灵。
As long as we are willing to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就会亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit himself will pray for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
是按着神的旨意替我们祈求的。
And it prays according to the will of God.
因为圣灵就是神啊。
Because the Holy Spirit is God.
他来我们心中就是要当我们的保惠师啊。
When he comes into our hearts, he becomes our counselor.
所以你就很放心的交给圣灵。
So we can be rest assured and entrust everything to the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵祷告。
And to rely on the Holy Spirit to pray.
当你明白神的旨意以后，你就顺服。
And when we understand the will of God, then we will submit.
这就是我们祷告蒙垂听的一个要诀。
And this is one a criteria for our prayer to be heard by God.
那我们具备了这两个条件以后，
And when we have these two criterias,
有时候你祷告啊，会感觉说，哎，怎么好像神都没有在听？
Sometimes when we pray, we might feel like God does not hear our prayers.
啊，这时候你就必须要检讨行道上面的问题。
And at that moment, you must ponder and reflect on our actions.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。第五章那个看二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
一直到二十六节。
To 26, 23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, 24, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. 25, agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer and you be thrown into prison.
这边是主耶稣在提醒我们的。
Here is a reminder from our Lord Jesus.
如果我们日常生活没有真的去实践神的道。
If in our daily lives we do not do God's word.
好比说夫妻之间不和睦。
For example, there is no harmony between spouses.
没有成为一体。
And they do not become one.
弟兄姐妹
body.
彼此怀怨。
And brothers and sisters complain.
好。那还有很多类似的。
And there are many more examples.
那你在祷告，你看主耶稣说，你当你在祷告的时候。
And the Lord Jesus said when you pray.
这个献礼物就是在祷告的时候。
The bring your gift to the altar means when we pray.
想起弟兄向你怀怨。
And we remember that there's brother have something against us.
也就是说彼此有摩擦。
Meaning that between you and the brother, and there's conflict.
不一定是我们错哦。
Not necessarily is our fault.
但是只要对方还向我们怀怨。
But if the brothers have something against us.
你看主耶稣说，先不要祷告。
Then Jesus tells us that you hold off on your prayer.
去和好。
You go and reconcile with the brother.
解决这个问题。
And to solve the issue between.
才不会落入神的审判里面。
Unless you fall into the judgment of God.
26节就是说，一文钱如果没有还清。
Verse 26 says that if you do not pay that last penny.
也就是说，一丝丝的这种人跟人之间没办法实践彼此相爱的事情。
Meaning that there is something that blocks you from having harmony with each other.
你都没办法去解决。
If you cannot solve that
issue. 难免被这件事情把你捆绑住。
Then you will be bound by the problem conflict.
这样的话，你的祷告怎么会蒙垂听呢？
And if so, how can your prayer be heard by God?
所以有时候在祷告，你如果发现说，哎，怎么好像越祷告感觉神越离我越远。
So if in your prayer you feel like the more I pray, the further away God is from me.
就开始思想我们夫妻之间到底怎么发生什么问题。
Then you must ponder whether you have any issue between your spouse.
好比说怎么夫妻一天到晚就是吵架
And for example, the couples will fight all day long.
弟兄姐妹怎么彼此不和睦
And brothers and sisters have conflict with each other.
就要去想这些事情
And we have to ponder upon these things.
要把这些事情尽你所有的力量去把它处理掉
And to use all your strength to solve these issues.
我们来看约翰一书
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第三章
1 John chapter 3, verse 21. Beloved, if your heart does not condemn us, We have confidence toward God, 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment.
你看这边就讲到我们的心若不责备我们。
Here it tells us that if our confidence does not rebuke us,
就可以向神坦然无惧。
Then we will have the confidence toward God.
这边在讲的心就是指着良心。
And this heart is referring to our conscience.
也就是说我们真的在日常生活里面有实践彼此相爱。
Which means that whether or not we actually love one another in our daily life.
那我们的良心就不会责备我们。
If we do that, then our conscience will not rebuke us.
如果我们前面十七节到二十节那边就讲，我们如果没有实践。
But in verse 17 to 20, if we do not work out the love,
良心这一关就过不去了。
Then we cannot go past our conscience.
你怎么可能在神这一关过得去？
And how can we go past in God?
因为神是无所不知的。
Because God is omniscient.
良心都过不去，神那一关更没办法。
If our conscience condemns us, then how can God not?
当我们把它实践出来，
and when we do the works,
我们的良心就不责备我们，
and our conscience will not condemn us,
也就是过得去了，
and then we will be able to pass.
那我们向神的就坦然无惧哦。
And when we go to God, then we will have confidence. 因为
爱里面没有惧怕，
because there's no fear in love.
惧怕是一种刑罚，
and fear is a punishment.
惧怕的人在爱里没有得到完全。
And if you fear, then you have not been complete in love.
所以你的心一定要没有畏惧。
Therefore, our heart must be without fear.
那没有畏惧你看二十二节就讲，我们一切所求就从他得着。
If we have no fear in our hearts, and in verse 22 it says, and whatever we ask, we receive from him.
这种经文都是非常肯定的。
And these type of verses is very.
不是借我们参考用的。
It's a statement, and it's not a suggestion.
而是告诉我们一切所求的就从他得着。
It tells us that whatever we ask, we will receive.
这个就是我们祷告的信心了。
And this is the faith that when we pray.
因为我们做到了，在日常生活实践出来了。
Because we have actions in our daily lives.
我的心面对神是坦然无惧的。
So when our hearts, it will be confident when we face God.
那我向他祈求是要去领受他的应许的。
Then when we ask of him is to receive his promise.
那我一切所求一定从他得着。
And therefore, whatever we ask, we will receive.
因为他下面就讲。
Because later it says.
因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his.
那神的命令是什么？
What is God's commandment?
神的命令就是叫我们信耶稣的名。
God's commandment is for us to believe in the name of his son.
然后照他的命令彼此相爱。
And according to his commandment to love one another.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is what is pleasing to God.
我们把它做出来了。
So when we do these things,
神就看我们好像是一个乖宝宝一样。
Then God will look at us as his dear children.
乖宝宝，你不要求父母马上给你啊。
And if you're his dear children, you don't have to ask. Your parents will give anything to you.
所以有时候在祷告，你要好好思想一下。
So when we pray, we must ponder upon.
好，有了这些条件以后，
when we have these criteria,
再来就是要情辞迫切的直求。
Then we must pray with fervency.
这就是祷告的精神。
And this is a spirit of prayer.
在路加福音十一章，主耶稣受一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 11, Jesus tells us a parable.
说有一个人三更半夜，他的朋友来找他。
There is one man and his friend came to seek for him at the middle of the night.
那家里没有什么东西可以给他吃。
And there's nothing in the house to give to this friend to eat.
好，那他只好想到隔壁去借。
And so he thought to borrow from his neighbor.
可是隔壁他已经睡着了。
But the neighbor has already.
他不管，就是敲门。
Went to bed, but he did not care. He just knocked on the door.
隔壁的反应就是说不要吵。
And the neighbor's reaction is,
我们已经睡着了。
We have already gone to sleep.
不起来跟他开。
And the neighbor will not get up to open the door.
继续敲。
And this man keep knocking on the door.
那主耶稣就说，不因着是隔壁的感情。
And the Jesus says that not because there's love from the neighbor.
而是因着怕他继续吵。
But because he was bothered by this man.
就起来给他了。
Then he will get up and give what he has asked.
那主耶稣就说，天父的慈爱跟隔壁邻居来比，你看天父何等的慈爱。
And Jesus also said that the love of our Heavenly Father compared to this neighbor, how much greater.
邻居忍耐一下，他是受不了，起来满足了。
And the neighbor only endured for a little bit, and he cannot bear it.
天父比他更慈爱啊。
And give the bread to the.
怎么可能说我们一直在那边祈求他不听的
？The friend, but our Heavenly Father has more love than him, if we ask him diligently.
所以他教我们说要情辞迫切，直求。
He would give us, and so therefore Jesus tells us that we must pray with persistency.
一定会给我们。
And when we pray like that, he will give to us.
然后还要有一个不灰心的祷告。
And we also must have a prayer that does not lose heart.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
十八章这边主耶稣授一个比喻。
Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells us another parable.
一个寡妇啊。代表是无依无靠的人。
A widow, meaning someone who has no reliance.
她有冤情。
And she has,
要去求官来伸冤。
She has a petition, and to ask, and she went to the council.
可是这个官却是一个不义的官。
And but this council is an unrighteous one.
也就是一般我们所认知的有钱判生。无钱判死 那种官
，and a judge who, if you give him money, he will, he will.
他寡妇又没有钱。
He will grant you wishes, and if you don't have money, he will not. And the widow has no money.
他唯有就一直缠着他。
And the only thing that widow has is to keep bother the judge.
那这个不义的官，就是因为怕他缠着。
And the unjust judge, is afraid.
就起来满足他了。
She kept trouble him.
那主耶稣就讲说，神的选民昼夜在那边呼吁，他怎么会忍耐得了呢
？Then he grants us with a wish, and the Bible tells us that God's people.
所以有时候祷告啊，不可以灰心。
Cry to him day and night, so when we pray, we should not lose heart.
因为神有神的时候。
Because God has His own timing.
我们只要。凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢。
If we pray, with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
把我们所要告诉神。
We make a request to God.
那其他就是一无挂虑、交托。
Then we should not be anxious for anything, and we just.
当我们交托出去以后。
Entrust everything to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，就在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
这个就是我们祷告的信心了。
And this is the faith when we pray.
所以祷告要蒙垂听是有要诀的。
So there are criteria when we want our prayers to be heard by God.
愿主耶稣圣灵来带领大家。
And may the Holy Spirit of God guide all of us.
让我们每次的祷告都是喜乐祷告。
So that every time when we pray,Is prayer with joy.
感谢的祷告。
Prayer with thanksgiving.
充满一种信心去领受的祷告。
Prayer that is full of faith to receive God's promises.
那我们现在要接受按手的就到前面来。
For those of you who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起来感谢祷告。
And let's pray with thanksgiving.
好，谢谢。